is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
How are you doing?
I am doing fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is interesting being in this isolation.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it for many people it's scary, and from other people they're really happy because it's like this long retreat that they're having. So for everybody it's different, and of course nothing's wrong. Or many people go between the two things, feeling wonderful retreat time and being scared about money or some other thing. And I think it varies day to day, hour to hour sometimes.
Yeah, it's a very, 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 very challenging time for so many people. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, this is really hard for the extroverts, the people who have extroverted personalities, but it's much easier for those who are introverted. But whether you're extroverted or introverted, the one thing that I think that we need to keep happening, keep within us, is laughter. And there's so many people putting things out there on the internet to make people laugh. There are wonderful stories about people doing things for other people, and that's, I think, so important. That we have to keep our focus on that, and finding laughter somewhere, finding laughter and laughing.
I think that's so good because laughter, we know, boosts the immune system. It makes us feel better. Mm-hmm. It can even help pain, and it also helps us from the damaging effects of stress. So I think, in fact, there was a doctor who healed himself from cancer through locking himself in a hotel room. I can't remember what his name was, and just laughing for weeks and weeks. And I can't remember which shows he was watching. I think it was back in the 60s. But so if we're not feeling good, laughter is one of the ways that can bring us back into balance again. And that is so important at this time.
Yeah, so I really think wherever you are, if you have access to the internet, only turn on to laughter or the kindness and the compassion of others.
Yeah, because
the things that are happening. That's all we need to do, because whatever this virus is, the only thing we can do to help ourselves is to stay home and stay safe.
That is important. And I think even when this is finished and people are listening, laughter, any time that we're in our life, in our work, wherever we are, laughter is a wonderful thing. I think it's a great idea to have a list of shows that make you laugh. For some people, it's The Golden Girls, which is an old show, but it's still, a lot of people really love it. Or, you know, Saturday Night Live for some people. So find things that make you laugh. And when you're a little down, or when you're low, when you get scared, or when you're stressed, just go and take one of the shows off your list and watch them. It can be very helpful.
Right. Either that or something about the planet. Because there are, I've just been paying attention to myself in the sense that how much I need laughter. I love to laugh, and I can laugh, you know, for hours on end.
Mm.
And then sometimes it's too hard to laugh. We get into a space where it's just too hard to laugh. And when that happens, I look for a documentary.
Mm.
I look for something about the Earth. I look for a travel show going somewhere. I love most of Ken Burns' documentaries, and I could just binge on that. And I'm getting some knowledge about something. And I also want to say, at this time when we are isolating, that this can also be the most creative time, because things are not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to find other ways to do things. And that's where our creativity comes in. And so think about how to recreate something that you don't have now, like a food dish. Oh, you don't have... I mean, I'm asking Bob to go start baking bread again. And he's, well, I don't have the sourdough start. Well, how are you going to start it? Think about how you're going to start it. And then we get into that creative mind.
Yeah.
When we get into that creative mind, then it's easier to breathe through the sadness or the fear, and it's easier to reach the laughter when we get into the creativity part of it.
That is true. If you're going into the opposite side of the brain or into the section of the brain that's creative, which makes it easier to go away from the logical, which makes it easier to laugh. And we have to remember, too, that when we laugh, there's a gentleman, a comedian, who does Laughadacious, it's Craig Shoemaker, and he gets people just to start laughing, even though it's fake. He gets them to start laughing, and then after a while, the laughter takes over, and that he feels has done with some sick people, and he's found it very helpful, because what they found is that when you laugh, it relieves tension, and it relieves stress, and leaves your muscles relaxed for at least 45 minutes.
It's so true. In England, back in the, I don't know if it was the 30s and the 40s, but it was certainly the 40s and the 50s, there was a comedian that was just known as the Laughing Policeman. Did you ever come across him?
He would come out
on the stage, and it would be, he'd open his mouth as if he was about to tell you something, and then he'd start to laugh, and then he'd pull himself together, and he'd open his mouth and start to laugh again, and then the laughter got uncontrollable. And by the time his 5 minutes were up, the audience was hysterical, and he'd never said a word.
That is so funny, and we can do that ourselves. It's just that we're so logical that we kind of think, oh, I can't do that. But as I've seen with this gentleman, that if you just start it off and just keep going, after a while, it does take over, and that can be really helpful, especially right now when we need the immune system to be so strong, because laughter decreases the stress hormones and increases immune cells. So it gives us infection-fighting antibodies, and it helps us to fight off things that might be in our body that we don't need. It also creates endorphins, which make us feel good for a while, quite a while.
Yeah. And also, you know, if you do come to the part where you need to cry, that's fine. As the Buddhists say, tears are the sincerest form of prayer, in a way that it's a release and it's sincere. Tears are sincere. And then you can come through it again. This is how we manage ourselves through this change, because things are going to be very different. Everything's going to be very different.
Yeah, we don't know how it's all going to be, but we know
I've got this huge smile on my face because I'm thinking, you know, this could be amazing. This could be amazing. We need to stay creative, hopeful, helpful, and compassionate, and bring laughter into our lives, really and truly bring laughter.
And again, you know, I'm hopeless at jokes. I don't know what you're like, but I forget the end of the joke.
I know. Me too. I can't tell a joke. I ruin it, but I'm the best person to tell a joke to, I tell you.
There are some people who just have this natural ability. Maybe anybody listening to this knows somebody who can tell great jokes. So go on the phone with some friends and ask them to tell jokes.
Yeah.
And even if they're a bad joke teller, it can be funny too.
Hey, there's another thing that's going around is people are inventing things. This is on Facebook and maybe Twitter or whatever else. I'm not on anything else, so I don't know. But they post something. Take a picture of or put a picture on Facebook of, what's going around now is a list of famous people. And the person who puts it on Facebook, it's, I know all of these people but one, or I've met all of these people but one. Who do you think that one is? Then somebody else is putting on the most beautiful pictures that they have created or found through the years of places that just is so calming and so beautiful. And then people are doing their home videos of trying to do something and messing up, which is hysterical. And, you know, I'm so glad that people are using their initiative and also that a way to communicate and share this with others, share the good with others, the fun.
That is so important. And we have to also, with laughter, really protect our heart. It opens up the cardiovascular, and it just helps us against heart attacks and things, because it just, everything is relaxed and everything's open. So this is a really hard time sometimes for the heart, for people, because it can be so stressful. A lot of people are alone, and the mind tends to take over when we're alone. It's hard on us because we have by nature a negative mind pattern, the fight and flight. So again, it's worthwhile watching Hardwiring Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen, again, or any of the other TED Talks. The TED Talks, there's some wonderful TED Talks.
There
about
are some
things.
Wonderful talks on the TED Talks, yes.
And so I think that you're right. We want to distract ourselves, and if we're having a hard time, yes, if you want to experience the emotions, that's great. And at the same time, if we can't get to laughter, and we sometimes distracting ourselves, like maybe going on, a lot of the museums now have virtual free tours. And
I know. This is so, that's very exciting. I think since, you know, all the studios have shut down, so there's no television shows being made, there's no movies being made, you know, I'm thinking of all these film festivals around the world that come up around this time. I think Santa Barbara just had their film festival, but there are others coming up. And so all of these are films that were made that are not out to the public yet, but they are being shown at the film festivals. Well, I think each of the film festivals should get together and say, let's put this on television and let's mm-hmm. have the population vote.
Yeah,
instead of
good.
Just a panel of judges. Let's bring in the people from around the world to say what they liked about this and that. And that's engaging, and that's creative. And there are so many ways, things that we've lost, we're going to find a way around things to make them better than they were before. I know
I think
that.
Yes, I feel that too. I just want to remind us too that when we're at home or when we're going through anything, whether we're out of the whole coronavirus thing that's finished for the time being, or whether we're in the middle of it, a lot of times people get very scared and they get angry or frustrated or just antsy, you know. So that can be helped by laughter too, because laughter really diffuses anger almost faster than anything else. So if you're feeling really angry, you may want to just sit with it and be mindful of it for a little bit, and breathe into it, and just let yourself be with that for a little bit, and then find something that
makes you know, we know, Fiona, because we've done this on another podcast, but what is that lies below the anger that we're feeling, that we all feel, is grief. Is grief and the loss of something.
Yeah, I mean, that sitting with it and holding your belly and breathing into it, if you feel that you can do that.
Yeah.
If you don't, and also tapping or the tapping solution, you can go on their website. They have really good things to help us to move into things that we want to go through. But if we don't want to go through them and it's too much on our own and we just don't want to do it that day, find something to laugh about because it cuts
laughter. Or remember, don't forget, soft belly. When our tummies are soft and totally relaxed and not holding tension, we can't hold fear and we can't hold anger.
And if we breathe,
this is a perfect time to practice soft belly.
Absolutely. And when we breathe in with pursed lips, like we're drinking on a straw, with cold air over our tongue, and then close our mouth, and then breathe through our nose, the cold air over our tongue soothes the anger as well. So we do a few breaths like that, bringing the cold air in, closing the mouth, breathing out through the nose. That is all really helpful. And also putting your hands around your neck and humming balances the vagus nerve.
Oh, I love that. I love the time we did that together.
30 seconds is all you need to balance the vagus nerve. And that is a nerve, V-A-R-G-A-S. That's a nerve that really controls the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. So there are a lot of things to do that we can do, but latte is such an incredible medicine. And it's been, and actually, you can go online and put laughter as the best medicine or laughter, healing with laughter, and you're going to find a lot of research and a lot of interesting things about laughter. And again, you know, look through all the things you have, look through your books, call some friends, and think of things that are funny, or even situations with people you've known. Things that today I was talking with my daughter, and she's up north, and we were remembering when we brought, I think it was 5 cats and 2 or 3 dogs across the country from New York to LA again, done it several times. And we were at the back of a motel complex but all the guys who were workers, you know, like they would come at night and make their barbecues, and they kept watching us bringing the cats in, and they said, "How many cats do you have?" We were just laughing about that today because there are some memories that are really funny that we can share with each other, and that's really helpful too.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think ask ourselves, how can I laugh today, and what can I do to bring laughter into my world or laughter into someone else's world? And find some jokes, read up on some things, think of some shows, and share them. You can even sit and watch together. I know my daughter and some friends had a little drink the other day, a glass of wine, with some friends that were in Hawaii. And one was in Hawaii, one was in Lake Tahoe, and they all got on Skype and they had a glass of wine together and shared stories and things. And I think there's lots of ways that we can do this.
That's how I used to do when I was going through the radiation therapy. And I was alone a lot. I had certain people that I would have tea with. And what that meant is I would call them or they would call me at tea time, and we'd both, in our places, sit down with a cup of tea and act as if we were in the same room with each other.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I think we can do that, tea or a glass of wine. Yeah, and that's lovely because try to stay away from the negative when you do that, because it's very easy when you get a friend to tell them all the terrible things and to talk about the terrible things that are happening, and there are so many that are happening right now, always, even if you don't think of the coronavirus.
Yeah, so and it worked. I remember I went to see a friend of mine that I absolutely adored, and we'd had so many adventures together. And she was dying, and it probably, I saw her the day before she died. So she wasn't speaking, but I went and sat with her for a few hours, and I started to talk to her because I shared some memories with her that were hysterical, where we got to this point where we were laughing so much during these adventures that I was laughing telling it, and she had the biggest smile on her face. She couldn't talk, but you knew she was reliving it and having a good time with it. So I promised you, even someone who is on their deathbed loves to laugh.
Yes, and I had a granny, actually. This is a funny story. I had a granny who was kind of round, and she used to fall over a lot but never, ever hurt herself. She somehow knew how to do that, and she would roll. And one day she fell over and rolled under a car, and my mother and she were laughing so much they actually couldn't get her out. They had to get a young man who came by to help her out.
I love it.
Such that they were all collapsing. And I think that she was a very jovial person. And I think that find things that are funny in our life. We've become so serious. And I think it's wonderful to say to yourself, how can I find lightness and joy in this, and how can I share it? And it just, that children, if you look at children, little ones, as long as they haven't been squashed, they laugh all through the day. There's always something to laugh about. And if we can pattern ourselves on that a little bit to lift our days, it helps our heart. It helps the whole system, the nervous system of the body and the heart. And I think it's just something to think about, whether we're in the coronavirus or whether we're not.
Yeah. Well, Fiona, I think laughter is the best medicine.
I do too. Well, it's been so lovely talking with you. And this is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.